I'm being joined on radio on the go sports by Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller as we talk about this week three matchup coming up with Iowa Falls Alden. Coach, thanks for taking some time here as always. Before we talk about this game specifically, just kind of want to go back to last Friday night. Now that you've had a few days to soak it in, what were the biggest takeaways from that 7-6 victory over Clarion Goldfield Dawes last week?
Yeah, last week was a very physical football game, both offensively and defensively for us. They play a tough brand of football, which is, good to help us prepare for some of those teams that we'll see down the stretch. But looking back at it, offensively, we had some things rolling quite a bit. Then we just, twice or one time we stalled out in the red zone, and then the other times we fumbled twice and gave it away. And the only thing stopping us really last week was ourselves. That was a big emphasis this week, was cleaning up our operations, making sure that we're not giving the other team opportunities that they didn't earn. And then defensively, we did a great job of being physical at the point of attack and rallying to the football and making sure that we were, for the most part, we were pretty sound in our scheme and we were where we needed to be. So just wanted to build on that momentum and continue doing things the right way on the defensive side.
Yeah, and so when it comes to offensively here, obviously, you guys will be looking to take some steps, not have as many drives come to a premature end. What are going to be the biggest steps you're hoping to see your team make, as far as finishing those drives? What's kind of been going into that here throughout this week?
Yeah, so a couple times it was turnovers, so we got to make sure our operation is sound, like I said, making sure that we're holding on to the football when we get down into the red zone, and not coughing it up and giving them that, and then like putting ourselves behind the chains. That last drive going in, we had that penalty that on a holding call. So really, it's just preaching that we got to stay disciplined, and you can't, if you, the one time you take a mental break on offense or defense, that's when things go bad. So you got to stay locked in for the whole drive.
And then on the flip side here, when it comes to this matchup with Iowa Falls Alden, a little bit of a change up from last week. I know Clarion Goldfield Owls is kind of a physical ground and pound type team, but IFA likes to spread it out, five wide at times, quarterback runs, things like that. What are going to be the biggest areas of focus, defensively when it comes to that scouting report here for IFA?
Yeah, like you said, they spread it out. They try to throw the ball around, and so that we'll see. You have to play a different personnel than what we saw last week at the double tight, double wing, fullback look. So personnel wise, we'll be a little different. We'll have to make sure that we can cover the whole field, because they like to stretch it horizontally, and then they'll take their shots and try and stretch it vertically. Defensively, you have to be pretty disciplined, because they'll throw some funky stuff at you, whether it's a schemed up screen, or they like to go that swinging gate polecat offense every once in a while, and they'll do that in the middle of the field. So yeah, just got to be ready for anything, really. And then the biggest thing, which hopefully we can perform it like we did last week, and just rally to the football and make tackles in the open field.
So a big storyline for your team between weeks one and two was a change at quarterback. Blake Burmester as a sophomore taking over. Ryder Strother moving out to receiver. I want to ask about Ryder Strother here. First of all, you had mentioned last week, him being a team captain, but what have you seen, from him making that change and the response there? Because I'm sure that's never easy to have a position change, mid-season like that.
Yeah, no, Ryder's done a great job for us, and he's handled it like a pro. He's led by example, and he, it definitely, a move like that's never easy. And he cares about he wants to do he cares about the team and wants to do the best thing for the team. So now he's starting at wide out for us, and he's making an impact for us there. The one touchdown that we scored against Clarion Goldfield, he had the ceiling block on the edge to get the last DB that had a chance at our running back. And so without him, maybe we don't end up scoring. Maybe that drive stalls out too. So he made a huge plays for us there. And like I said, handling it like a pro, leading by example, putting in a lot of work, having a great attitude about it. Which, and it's never easy when your position changed on you like that. But yeah, I can't speak highly enough about how Ryder has handled the situation and gone about working every day in practice.
And then for Blake Burmester to take over as the starting quarterback as a sophomore here, what gave you the confidence in him? What were you seeing, from him throughout, not only the preseason, but right before you decided to make that change, what gave you the confidence that he would be able to get the job done for you guys?
Yeah, Blake, he's done a great job of knowing the playbook in and out. He rarely ever makes the wrong read on a pass play or on a run check. So that gave us confidence there, just his knowledge of the playbook. And then he's gotten plenty of opportunities over the summer when we went to Central Team Camp and saw some live competition in our scrimmage, that we were pretty confident that he would do a great job at it. And then we also thought it would give us another advantage, like having Ryder's skill set on the outside and being able to get him the ball on the perimeter a little bit. So that was another thing. We just thought it was ultimately we thought it was best to have them both on the field at the same time and using both their skill sets. And Blake showed up and did a great job this last Friday. I think he was 9 for 12 passing with almost 100 yards and excuse me. And then he was very composed down the stretch. He ran the 4 minute drill like he'd done it 1,000 times. He was able to bleed the clock and made sure that we were just in the right run checks to down the stretch to get us that victory. And both of those guys, I can't they've done a great job and handled this whole competition really well, and they've driven each other to get better.
So again, with Iowa Falls Alden here, you guys have won a four straight against those guys, including 13-0 on your home field last season. From these last few matchups, what are some of the biggest things that you remember as far as the games with IFA that you'll be able to take into this one here on Friday night?
Yeah, it's a rivalry game. So, and they're playing for the trophies. The kids are jacked up about it, but it just seems like anything that could happen happens in these rivalry games. Last year was a battle, 13-0, like you said. A couple of years ago, we got down early on. They got up on us early, and we had to fight back in the second half. And we really want to try and minimize all of that extra stuff this time around and really just work on getting to business when we get there and focusing and not having those mental mistakes and the energy or emotional mistakes that sometimes come with a big game like this. So ultimately you just got to play football and not worry about the other stuff.
All right, just a couple things left here for you. Being down to Class 2A this year, your non-district games, you're not there's no RPI or anything that you're dealing with this time of year right now. So this is your final non-district before you start up district play here next week. So on that note, I guess how can this team, finish non-district play in the best way possible before the games, really start to matter starting up next week?
Yeah, we definitely want to end on a high note. So ultimately you want to get a win. But we just want to make sure that we're playing some of our best ball heading into district play when the wins and the losses really, really matter. We want to those mistakes that we have been making, we want to try and eliminate that from the game this week and see if we can't build on or get some positive momentum and then keep building on that as we head into the district play.
All right, and when it comes down to it, what are your ultimate keys to victory? I suppose you probably just mentioned a couple of them right there as well.
Yeah, keys to victory offensively, just got to take care of the football. Got to finish drives. And then defensively, we got to be ready for anything, and we got to make tackles in the open field. So, sounds pretty simple, but a lot of times football is.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, and best of luck here on Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, more pregame coverage is right around the corner.